USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Public hearings in the House impeachment inquiry into President Trump getting underway this morning on Capitol Hill. Career diplomats William Taylor and George Kent testifying before the House Intelligence Committee. In some election news, a short time ago, Ohio Congressman and former 2020 presidential candidate himself, Tim Ryan, endorsed Joe Biden for president. Hillary Clinton ruling out another run for the White House, at least for now. The former Secretary of State explaining her position in a British radio interview yesterday.
Never, never, never say never. And I will certainly tell you, I'm under enormous pressure from many, many, many people to think about it. But as of this moment, talking to you, that is absolutely not in my plans.
Clinton says she does plan to help elect one of the Democrats next year, saying she wants President Trump to, in her words, be retired. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Lehman, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Over 200 million Americans are shivering because of an Arctic air mass. The freeze is starting to move east today, dropping temperatures from New England southward to Florida. Dean Foods, the nation's biggest milk producer, files for bankruptcy.
A significant drop-off in milk consumption in the U.S. is blamed on many different reasons. For one, Americans have much more to drink, choosing energy drinks, vitamin water, or even bottled teas. Also, protein and breakfast bars are taking over for cereals in the morning, and there's a variety of milk substitutes on the market now. Nielsen data shows that sales of cow milk have dropped an average of 6% per year over the last 4 years. Dean employs 16,000 people and operates 60 dairy processing facilities.
USA Radio's Wendy King. Singer-songwriter John Legend's been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2019. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
More on the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Nearly half of all Americans in a new survey say the whistleblower behind the impeachment probe should come forward. The poll was released by CBS News. It found 47% of Americans think the whistleblower should be, in the words of the survey, forced to be made public. 53% say that person should remain anonymous. Democrats are urging the Supreme Court to preserve the DACA program that protects dreamers. The High Court heard oral arguments yesterday on President Trump's attempt to repeal that policy. On Capitol Hill, Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin called dreamers some of the most courageous people he knows, blasting the president's tweet claiming that many of those in DACA are, quote, far from angels. California's Attorney General Xavier Becerra argued that Trump's attempts to overturn DACA are blatantly illegal. And former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick might be returning to the NFL. ESPN says a private workout's been scheduled for Kaepernick this Saturday in Atlanta, and all teams are invited to attend. The NFL arranging the workout, which will include on-field work and an interview. Kaepernick has not played in the NFL since 2016 when he started kneeling during the national anthem to protest, he said, racial injustice. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.